I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Shawnee Theater in Bloomfield opens their production of James Leonard Jr.'s The Diviners, with performances this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 3rd through 6th. Our guest is one of the actors from the company, and that's Mike Price. Mike, just coming off his role as Jesus in Godspell. Mike, once again, you're associated with religious dealings here.
I don't think it has anything to do with me. I'm just fortunate to be part of it. That's just part of their season of the six shows they chose. And, just strikingly, I'm getting to go from Jesus to a backsliding preacher.
And this is C.C. Showers. Showers, at the same time, still sometimes feels the call.
Well, he has given it up, and he has wandered into a town where folks, they want to revive their church, and they need a preacher, and so they are leaning upon him to return to preaching.
So this is a situation in which he's, to some degree, being compelled.
Perhaps. But the real focus of the story is about the idiot boy, Buddy, who has the power to divine the location of water, but strangely enough is afraid of it.
It's a bit of an irony at this point that no one's particularly concerned about anyone who can find water in southern Indiana.
It's true. We found plenty around the theater, but luckily it went back down. Yeah, we were driven out of the theater for a while when we were rehearsing Godspell, but luckily everything's dried out now.
Now, Buddy has this wonderful talent. It's a talent that really the community seeks and wants. At the same time, he has this curious aversion to water. And you and your character as C.C. Showers see, really, a way that perhaps he can be helped. And yet there's a very mixed situation here in terms of your ego, in terms of the town's needs, and in terms of the way this works.
Yep, and I would hate to elaborate on that too much, that being the crux of the story, but it is a really beautiful and touching play. It's set in small Indiana town along the river in the Depression era, Herbert Hoover days, and how it comes together and what it has to say is very moving. I couldn't emphasize that enough. It's a beautiful, beautiful play.
We, I think, could take some pride in the fact that an Indiana native, James Leonard Jr., wrote it. And James was, among other things, an IU grad and even founded the Bloomington Playwrights Project.
Exactly.
There's some local history that fits in here, too.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable, and it's really enjoyable getting to work on the show here.
We mentioned that you've been appearing in Godspell, the opening show. Now you're working on the third show in the sequence.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about the physical demands and how an actor stays in shape in this situation.
I wish I knew. I'm trying really hard. The summer theater out here is definitely challenging in every sense. You know, this far into the season now, usually there are two to three different shows being worked on simultaneously. And if you're fortunate enough to be in more than one of those, you really have your work cut out. Because we rehearse, build the sets, do everything, morning, noon, and night. But it's a great experience. It's really exciting and definitely moves along fast. We rehearse each show, I think, for maybe just a tad over 2 weeks. So it's very intensive. And it was one of the things that attracted me to be part of the season here, come back and work here. And, you know, the community here is just so supportive. The board is really terrific. We really were sort of refugees from the flood, and people took us in and brought us food and you name it. It's really a great community experience working here.
We've been talking with Mike Price. He plays the role of C.C. Showers in the upcoming production of James Leonard Jr.'s The Diviners. It opens on Thursday, plays Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, and then Sunday there's a matinee, July 3rd through 6th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.